This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to a brand new WHL season. It's opening weekend across the Western Hockey League. Welcome back. A loaded show to begin our new year. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison will set the tone for the season ahead. Major events coming to the WHL and a top-notch NHL draft class will highlight the year ahead. Connor Bedard is all systems go in Regina. He'll join us to discuss the year ahead and all that may come with it. And Kamloops Blazers general manager head coach Sean Clouston has a big year ahead in the tournament capital as host of the 2023 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. He'll wrap up our show. First up, it's a brand new season in the Western Hockey League and here on WHL This Week. And as always, we have the commissioner of the WHL, Ron Robison, to kick things off with us here for opening weekend. Ron, it doesn't seem we are too far removed here from a WHL championship, Ed Chenoweth Cup in Edmonton, but I guess it's opening weekend and that's a really exciting time to be part of the hockey world right now.
Well, it has been a very short off season, but we are very excited about the start of this season and getting going. And of course, this weekend when every team is going to be in action, it's going to be great for our young players to get the opportunity to get going and show what they're all about this season.
Now, it's a big year for events in the WHL as well. Just announced the Top Prospects game is coming to Vancouver and into Langley here a little bit later on this season.
Yes, the two major events of the CHL each year are, of course, the Memorial Cup presented by Kia and the Kubota Top Prospects game. And both of those events will be held in the province of British Columbia, of course, the Memorial Cup in Kamloops and the Prospects game in Langley. And we're delighted that we'll have the opportunity to host, and I'm sure the communities of Kamloops and Langley and the lower mainland of Vancouver will do a great job of hosting those events.
I don't know if you've heard, but there's a pretty good prospect in the WHL this year named Connor Bedard, who's also on the show this week. This is basically a hometown top prospects game for him. I'm sure that was nice to, I don't know if that's the way it worked out or that was maybe part of getting that hosting position in Langley.
Well, just given what we've gone through with COVID, of course, there hasn't been much opportunity for players from British Columbia playing on the prairies, if you will, to play back in British Columbia and their home communities. So certainly that was part of the consideration. But at the same time, we have so many young prospects in our they're going to be top NHL draft choices this year. It's a great way to showcase all of the players in our league in Vancouver and to do that on a national stage.
You know, we mentioned Connor Bedard, but he's just part of what could be a really good NHL draft class, the 2005 born class. There was a record-setting season for 16-year-olds last year in the WHL for points. Bedard is just basically a piece of that great draft class ahead.
There's no question that 2005 age group is special. I mean, you could argue that probably this is the finest young talent we've ever had going into a season and certainly going into an NHL draft. And you have Connor Bedard, obviously, but Braden Yeager, Andrew Crystal in Kelowna, Riley Height in Prince George, Caitlin Lind in Red Deer, and, of course, Zach Benson in Winnipeg, just to name a few of the top players that will certainly be considered to be first-round picks this year. So, again, I don't believe there's ever been a group of young players that we've been more excited about going to the start of a season.
Ron, it's been 2 years since we've had interconference play, and that is huge to have that return. What's been the reaction from WHL teams and players that you've heard so far?
Well, everyone's very excited. I think it's a big part of the Western Hockey League to have the ability to travel interconference and be exposed in all those centers and get the opportunity to compete against the best teams in the league. And our teams are really looking forward to it. So they're excited. It's been a long wait, and our fans are very excited as well.
You mentioned it earlier, but the 2023 Memorial Cup presented by Kia comes to Kamloops, BC, the tournament capital of Canada. It's been a long wait. Of course, the 2020 event was a COVID casualty. To have this event back in the WHL and what should be a very competitive team with CHL Player of the Year Logan Stankoven here, what does that mean to the league to have this once again?
Well, Kamloops has such great history, of course, not only the Blazer history and hosting Memorial Cups and winning Memorial Cups as an organization, but of course the community has rallied around events such as this in a tremendous way in all sorts of tournaments. Of course, as you say, the tournament capital of Canada. And we will expect just a fantastic event come May this year, and we're looking forward to it because certainly it's been a long wait for us to have the opportunity to host again, having not had the opportunity in 2020. So this is a great opportunity for Kamloops and for the Western Hockey League to showcase two of our top teams in the Western Hockey League.
Host and win again. It's been a while since WHL victories. Maybe Kamloops can end that drought here this year.
Well, we certainly hope so. There's no question it's been a long stretch, and we'd like to get back on the winning record and reestablish ourselves at the national level. But give credit to the teams in Ontario and Quebec over the years have been exceptional, and last year you saw that the host team took full advantage of it, St. John winning the Memorial Cup while hosting the event.
Let's talk about off the ice. A leadership conference recently this summer was attended by the league office, general managers, coaches. What was the overall message from this leadership conference? Tell us more about what happened this summer.
Well, we really feel the leadership conference that we conduct, as you mentioned, with all of our 22 teams involved, our general managers, our coaches, and key hockey personnel, and we feel it's extremely important to have professional development opportunities, but to also reinforce some of the key messages of going into the season. And this year, our theme was around the respect, education, and player safety. And it's a very good professional development opportunity, but it also allows us to communicate some of the key programming that we'll be doing the upcoming year. And you have to keep in mind, as the WHL's approach is really of the cornerstones, it's not all just about hockey. Of course, education is extremely important for our players, both from a high school perspective and making sure they're in a position to be in a position to go on to university and take advantage of our scholarship program. But to this season, it's been really talking about us making sure we maintain a very safe and respectful environment for the players and our staffs at all times throughout the course of the season.
You mentioned the WHL scholarship program. How did last year shape up as far as fully funded scholarships for WHL players moving on?
Well, it's just remarkable the commitment our ownership make to our WHL scholarship program and providing opportunities for our graduates to move on and take full advantage of the scholarship program available to them. Many are going on to play, of course, university hockey, either in the Canada West League or across the country. And it's just such a fantastic opportunity. And we take great pride in not only developing some outstanding hockey players, but some outstanding people. And they go on to very successful professional careers. So couldn't be more proud of the work that our ownership with each of our clubs do in providing those scholarships for our players.
WHL Commissioner Ron Robison on WHL This Week. Ron, here's to opening weekend across the WHL. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Who else but Connor Bedard to kick off WHL This Week as we have a brand new season here on opening weekend. He joins us on the line from Regina. Connor, first of all, how was your off season? I know it was a golden one with Team Canada, but how was it there for you?
Yeah, it was good. I was home for a few months there, and then training and stuff, and then off to Edmonton for World Junior. So memorable month, and it was a good offseason overall.
I know you also went to the NHL draft in Montreal. Was that just sort of a dry rehearsal there for you? What was that like?
Yeah, I think just kind of seeing the setting and kind of seeing what it's like, and I hope to be in that setting in a year's time. So just kind of getting the feel for it, and it was a pretty fun experience.
Did you learn anything about how the day goes down, how players conduct themselves with all sorts of attention? Did you pick up on anything?
Yeah, I think you can see kind of how busy they are. It's you're there for 4 hours at least watching, and then you can always see guys whether they're first or 31st. They're always doing stuff, so you can just kind of see that process, and it's definitely nice to get that visual.
Connor, are you ready for this season? There's going to be a lot of attention on you. I know last season there was as well, and you're probably used to it, but compared to last year, this year will be on fast forward for a number of reasons. How up are you for this?
Yeah, I think, kind of that outside noise stuff is not really focused for myself. I think we're here in Regina, and we're just trying to become better team every day, and focus on winning, and obviously, your personal performance.
When you look at, what you did last season and you move into this year, you miraculously got to the 50-goal mark and the 100-point plateau, I think, in, the last game of the year, and you did that both those milestones in the same game. So what do you do for an encore here? Like, have you thought about some numbers in your mind of what you want to accomplish?
No, I don't personally putting numbers out there. I think if you're kind of chasing that all year, it's going to be in your head, but like I said before, team success is number one. And, for me, I want to become a better overall player. And obviously, hopefully the points will come. But, it's something that is harder to kind of set a number. It's just, focusing on how you're playing.
I know one thing that'll be hard to top will be the goal you scored in Calgary last year. I think it was the top player of the year. I think everybody knows what I'm talking about, sort of the toe drag and then the finish between the legs. I don't know. Can you top that this season, you think?
I don't know if I'll be able to do that, but we'll see. I was a little shocked myself when it went in. It was pretty lucky in a lot of ways. So I'm not sure if I'll top it.
All right, well maybe you try it backwards or something this year. I'm not sure. Maybe you try something like that. But pretty cool coming up. You actually get a chance to go back home this season for the first time in 2 years. It's back to conference play, and you'll get a chance to go on a BC road trip here at the end of November. No longer just playing within the division or conference. That has to be exciting for you and your teammates.
Yeah, it's super exciting. This is for me and Vancouver. Being home and for that, family and friends and stuff. All kind of excited for that and texting me when it is and stuff. So. Just on that swing. I know lots of guys too, like you were talking about earlier, playing against guys like Minton and stuff. So it's just gonna be good to, play against all those new guys, and going home will definitely be kind of special to play in that environment.
Yeah, I think that game in Langley, hearing, ticket sales are already pretty strong here. For many WHL fans out west, this will be the only chance to see you play live here. But what are you anticipating that game in Langley will be like there in the third week of November?
I don't know. Hopefully it's a good crowd, like you said there. Once you start playing, it'll be normal. But, if there's some people that are extra people coming out to watch, it would be definitely very special.
Hey, and just announced as well, also in Vancouver, in Langley, is the CHL Top Prospects game will be hosted out of the Langley Event Center. That's the plan here. So that's great. Another big stage and basically, in your backyard.
Yeah, I don't want to drink myself. It's still a long ways away, but, if I was lucky enough to go to that, it would be cool to, have that game just in general, but, have it at home and have family come out and stuff would be pretty special.
Connor, tell me about your team there. You have this season in Regina. You do miss some players from last year, and I know there's an injury, I think, to Stringer right now. So how does your team shape up? Where are the strengths of the Regina Pats as you get set to drop the puck on the season?
Yeah, I think we're a fast, skilled team. I mean, we have a lot of guys coming back that are, hungry to have some team success, obviously, and us not making the playoffs last year was, disappointing for the group, and you kind of feel that energy when we came in, just the passion to, get better, I think, in the off season for everyone. So, we're excited to get going here and, just kind of, push for wins, obviously.
Probably can't avoid the trade talk speculation. I think it started, even last year for a point here. But I think you've been pretty defiant in all this and talking about wanting to win in Regina. Where's your head at as, you hear a lot of these rumors swirling around?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I'll see, videos kind of talking about me, getting traded or whatever. And people come up to me and tell me I'm getting traded. I'm like, I'm me. I kind of know. I know I don't want to get traded. I know I'm not, so I'm just focused on Regina. And it's been kind of crazy how the rumors have went like that. But for me, it's just about Regina, and I want to be here for my whole other NHL career, however long that is.
I think you've almost handled it with a sense of humor, like kind of laughed it off here so far.
Yeah, like I said, it's just kind of fun when people are, telling me where I'm going and stuff. When I know that I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to, be here and win here, like I said.
All right. Finally, we know you'll get a third crack at World Juniors, and you'll go in as defending champs if you're on that squad in Halifax. How much fun was that World Junior experience, and would you be up for it here in a couple more months here again?
Yeah, I mean, I think, whenever you get to put that jersey on, it's pretty special. And, winning it was crazy, just, having that gold medal on your neck. And I was kind of remembering watching it all the time. And, I think, Halifax is a hockey town, too, and Moncton, so it would be a pretty cool place to be at.
Connor Bedard, it's going to be a fun year for the Western Hockey League, and should be an exciting one there for you in Regina as well. Appreciate you doing this here for WHL this week. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Well, back in May, the city of Kamloops and the Kamloops Blazers were chosen as hosts of the 2023 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. Winners of three straight BC Division titles, the Blazers are building around 19-year-old centerpiece and last year's CHL Player of the Year, Logan Stankoven. I spoke with head coach and GM Sean Clouston and asked him how the early stages as Memorial Cup hosts is going.
So far, it's been great. I mean, I think that, trying to embrace the excitement, I think that you can sense the players' level of excitement, the community's level of excitement. I think it's a real great opportunity. We feel good about, where our team is starting. We believe that, with the number of players we have returning, we've got great leadership. And, really next step, looking forward to getting our guys back and, a little bit more evaluation as to, exactly where our team sits within our division, within the conference, as far as the whole league is concerned.
We speak right now, it looks like six of your NHL drafted players won't be back for opening weekend. And, of course, the big one is Logan Stankoven, who continues with Dallas and might get some games down there. So it's tough to probably make a lineup right now.
Yeah, I think the positive is I believe we'll be able to get to 20 players dressed. We haven't been there. We've been two or three guys short the last few. If we move a defenseman up to forward, we should be able to kind of round out our roster, which we haven't been able to do. So we're excited about that, but obviously a big test with six leaders, regular players, guys that carry a big workload with us not available.
Sean, you knew last year at the deadline that there was a really good chance that the Blazers would land the Memorial Cup, so you almost had to save your bullets, if you will, in the chamber. With that said, now it looks like the club has been very patient when looking to formulate a team to host this year.
Yeah, I think in general you have to be patient. I think there's a market, and sometimes there's just aren't players that are available right now. When you look, there's some movement at the draft table. There's some players that maybe aren't going to factor in with one team. Another team values that player and is willing to give up a draft pick at the in and around the draft in May. Very, very little movement in the summertime. That's just in general. I mean, teams are looking forward to the start of the season to see where their group is at. Right now, you'll get some players that they get shuffled out. Somebody might have 4 or 5 19-year-olds in a certain age group, and so you'll get some odd man out types of scenarios. So obviously we watch and we look for that. Maybe there's a player that fits in a certain role, and then quite often it's much closer to the trade deadline. Maybe there's teams that have players that are going to be gone for World Junior, and they decide to move a little bit earlier because the player's going to be gone and barely back before the deadline. So you do have some movement sometimes in December there where players become available. So we'll just keep watching and having discussions and wait for players to become available.
I think if we've seen other WHL teams host the last number of tournaments, coaching a team can be tricky because a lot of times roster players are looking over their shoulder to say, am I good enough to be on this team? Well, others, that can be a motivation. For others, it can be a bit of a distraction. So how do you go about, managing and coaching a Memorial Cup team?
Yeah, I guess one real positive, for us is that, we've added Don Hay to our group. He's been through the process a number of times. So I think that, we're looking forward to you know, getting some feedback, some ideas, experience, just the experience of having gone through that. I think another thing is we've always really, really focused on the process, trying to embrace each and every day. Next up is a workout. Okay, let's really be present and have some fun and get the most out of this workout. Okay, we've got a pregame meeting. Let's be present. Let's focus on this. And so I think that that will help. I think that for 3 years, our players and staff have really embraced just the process, committing to the process. Not getting too far ahead of ourselves, trying to create success today, and I think that's really important, because I think when you look at let's say a player like Dalen Kiefler, I mean, here's a guy that scored 4 goals his 17-year-old year, committed to the process, probably had some challenging times where it's like, man, this isn't going so great for me. I hope I'm good enough to keep going. And then at 18 we have a hub season, and he obviously, his production goes up. He's got 4 goals in 16 games, so he's on about a 12 goal pace. But who would have expected 38 goals out of Dalen Kiefler? I think the players are aware of what's possible. I think that as a staff, we believe that there's another Dalen Kiefler in the lineup right now. So we're going to coach to find that. We're going to coach to become stronger as a team. That we're looking for that chemistry, that togetherness, and I really think that in the first month or two, we're going to see some things that we didn't see last year. We're going to see some players really step up, and so I think if we can focus mostly on that, those types of messages to the players, there's an opportunity here. We're going to have some fun. Everybody's going to have a real good chance to embrace that and show what they can do.
Right, as we speak, it's WHL opening weekend, and at this moment you'll be for sure in the mix May 26th at the 2023 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. Sean, thanks for this. Good luck this season.
Yeah, great. Thanks, John.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests, Ron Robinson, Connor Bedard, Sean Clouston. Let's drop the puck on the 2022-23 WHL season, and a big welcome back to the fans. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.